Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The future is, as ever, obscure. The only certainty is that it will present the world with new and daunting problems. But if we continue to stick to our fundamental ideals, I have every confidence that we can resolve them.
Queen Elizabeth II of Britain addressing a joint meeting of Congress during a visit to the U.S. in 1991. Following news of the Queen's death on Thursday, President Joe Biden canceled his planned remarks on coronavirus boosters. The Department of Justice said Thursday it will appeal a Florida federal judge's decision to appoint a third party to examine documents seized by the FBI from Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Trump's Save America PAC is now also being investigated by the DOJ. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen touted the Biden administration's economic policies during a visit to the Ford Motor Company's Electric Vehicle Center in Michigan on Thursday.
I believe firmly they will help us achieve stable, sustainable growth, and they'll move us toward a fairer and more resilient economy.
Biden travels to Ohio today to attend the groundbreaking of a new Intel microchip factory. Vice President Kamala Harris spoke at the National Baptist Convention's 142nd annual session, where she urged people of faith to defend the country's democratic values.
For me and President Joe Biden, faith guides our work every day. So I will say to the National Baptist Convention, we know deeply that when people of faith come together, anything is possible.
After an investigation found the e-cigarette maker Juul Labs deliberately targeted young people using a variety of marketing practices, 34 states will collectively receive more than $438 million as part of a court settlement. Tennessee Attorney General Jonathan Scrimeti says in addition to explicit advertising to kids, the company is required to stop even so-called subtle forms of marketing through social media and other avenues.
Such as funny education programs, which let them put their name and the existence of their product in front of kids. They're not allowed to use people under the age of 35 in their marketing, so they can't pay influencers. They can't use celebrities who are younger, who appeal to younger people.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org. Hey, how are you? Well, that's the